Holy fuck. What's the teaching of Asi Gogalila? Never leave Raj. Why? So long.
And the Baba wants to have Ganga bath and Dwari cities. So, but Krishna doesn't want Nanda Baba to go out. So Krishna invited.
So what the teaching here, this place, Vasi Ganga, there is no Vasi Ganga, there is no Ganga here, but by Krishna's mind, Madhasa, Madhasa means mind, man, man means mind. Vasi Ganga. At Govardhan. So what's the teaching here? One teaching is don't leave Braj. Because Nanda Baba wanted to go to Lalabad, to Kumbh Mela, take bath in Ganga. Because Tirtharaj came here to roll in the dust of Govardhan Hill. And Nanda Baba met him and said, why are you coming here? He said, everybody comes to Kumbh Mela and bathes at Tirtharaj. And I take all their sins, so I get forgiven their sins. So I go to Vrindavan and roll in the dust of Vrindavan. So Nanda Baba said, oh, we should go to Ganga and take bath, get rid of our sins. So he packed up all the wagons, all the bullock carts, and said, everybody, let's go to Lalabad, to Kumbh Mela. Krishna said, Papa, forget about Kumbh Mela. Why do you want to go to Kumbh Mela? I want to be in the Ganga. And Krishna thought, Ganga, come here. Ganga, come here. So what the teaching is, don't leave Vrindavan. Born in Vrindavan, live in Vrindavan, don't leave Vrindavan. But the other teaching is, by the power of your mind, you can make invisible things visible. This is Manasi Ganga. The Ganga produced by the mind. Is this real?
Yes.
Yes.
So this came from Gangotri and came here by power of mind. So by power of mind, we can bring Yamuna and Giraj from the spiritual world and place them in our heart. So this is what meditation is all about. By modesty, by meditation, he brought something far away, he brought it to Vrindavan. So Krishna's Leela, Radha Krishna's Leela and Yamuna and Govardhan are very far away from us. But by the power of meditation, we can see them. We can bring them back. It's like some Siddha Vaishnava say, meditate on holy, throwing colors. They come out of meditation and their white dhoti is full of colors. By meditation, meditating holy in the spiritual world, they went there in their spiritual body and came back and their Babaji vase was covered with purple, red, and green. So by mind, you can bring the spiritual world to live in your heart and mind. So this is the teaching of Manasi Ganga. Krishna, by power of his mind, he said, Ganga, we're not going to go there. You're going to come here. So we have to bring Yamuna and Govardhan in our heart and mind by meditation. That's the teaching here. Manasi Ganga, Ji Jai. This is Manasi Devi. On the far left is the face of the lion. And I can't see, I have my glasses. Can you see who is the far left? The lion? Lion's face. The lion's standing like this. And Durga's sitting on the lion, looking this way. Where's Durga? On the right hand side. Durga's on the far right. Durga means Manasi Devi. In the middle is some lion chamber. Manasi Devi is the Govardhan Shila. Hey, you told the story last time. It's all right.
Thank you.
पान चढ़े तो पे फूल चढ़े
तो पे चढ़े दूध की धार
What word is two times in that verse?
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
So Aniyor means what?
More Bhakti.
More
Bhakti. More love.
This black thing is gone somewhere there. The bag lo unna. Yes.
So this is the village of Aniyor. And Aniyor Giriraj was eating so many offerings, so much anakut, big mountain of grains, and kachoris and sweet rice, pakoras, dal, rubbery, everything. And he said, Aniyor, Aniyor. So people think that means more food, because we always think about eating.
Correct.
So he's Krishna Giriraj was thinking, give me more food, give me more food. But he's saying, give me more love, give me more love. Aniyor, Aniyor. Aniyor comes amor. Aniyor means amor. Amor is a French word for love. Amor. So Aniyor means, Aniyor, Aniyor means, give me more love, give me more love. So in 9th chapter of Gita, verse 26, Krishna says, Pacham Pushvam Palam Tayam. Yome bhakti prajati, tadham bhakti paratam, ashnami prajatama. Ashnami means I eat. Krishna eats love. Now you eat kachoris. Kutila moti. You call kutila moti, kumoti, kumploti, and hajo, 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 hajo. Yeah, yeah, no.
Eno.
Alka-Seltzer, soda water, 7-Up, 7-Up.
7-Up.
For this village, more love. Once in 1990, there's one Baba there's a Govinda Kund Suwa Das Babaji. I stayed after Kartik, I stayed for 6 days with him. We came to this village every day and did Madhukari, Brahmin's houses. So we went to the Brahmin's house. They said, oh, you went to America. You got a Videshi Bhakta. He said, no, he's from Vrindavan. He's a Vrindavan. So usually they give one roti, because I was there, they could split it. They usually give one roti to the Baba. Now Baba's coming to you. So they took one roti to half of me. How do you work, Kishan? So first we'll do Gaur Chandrika. What is Gaur Chandrika? What does Gaur Chandrika mean? Gaur, Gauranga, Gaur Chandrika. Before you meditate on Radha Krishna, you should do Gaur Chandrika. Means you meditate on it. Equivalent, parallel Leela of Gauranga Leela, parallels Radha Krishna's Leela. In Bhavadasara Sangra, every Astakal begins with a Leela of Gauranga. Anybody ever read Bhavadasara Sangra? So when you get to Madhyan Leela or Pratagya, in the beginning it has the Mool Sutra, Rupa Goswami Mool Sutra, summary of that Leela. Before it has the Gauranga, Mool Sutra, Gauranga Leela. So Nimai Pandit's childhood pastime holders. What page is it on?
60, Gurudev.
60. Yeah. Hold that. Nimai Pandit was nighttime, he was playing in the courtyard. This is called Gaur Chandrika. Chandrika means moonbeams. The moonbeams are Gauranga Leela. Show the way to see the Leela of Radha Krishna. Show the way to understand the pastimes. So in Bhavanasara Sangra, which we published in English by Sri Krishnadas, there's Nishan Leela, Pratak Leela, Purvan Leela, Madhyan Leela, Apurvan Leela, Shayan Leela, Pradosh Leela, Rachi Leela. There's eight Astakal. Eight yamas, eight leelas throughout the day and night. So before each of those leelas, there's a parallel, same leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Like when Krishna Radharani are going up a rasa dance, the dance in the banks of Yamuna, Gauranga goes to Srivas Sangam and dances under the moonlight in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, Sagartha. So that's the parallel leela. There's Gaur Chandrika leela. One night, Nimai Pandit was looking at the moon. He said, oh, what's that white ball in the sky? What's that white ball? Oh, I'll play with that ball. And Mother Shashi said, that's not a ball, that's the moon. He said, what's the moon? She said, the moon is Chandra Grahan. He said, what's Chandra Grahan? Anyway, I want to play with that white ball. He said, you can't reach it, it's too far away. He started crying, well, you know, kids, if they don't get something, they cry. He knows, well, I want the ball. Where's my ball? Give me the ball. So, Shashi Mata was perplexed. Nimai wants to play with the moon. So, she said, what to do? So General Mishra said, he's a Brahmin, you know. So Nimai was a little kid, like 4 years old or something, 3 or 4 years old. He got a mirror, a darpan, small mirror, like a cosmetic mirror. And he gave it to Shashi, and Shashi held it in such a way, the moon was in the mirror. The moon was in the mirror, and she gave it to Nimai. Said, here's the ball, you can play the ball. So Nimai was going, oh, with the mirror, like, oh good, he's running all around with the mirror. Because in the mirror, in the darpan, was a reflection of the moon. Okay? So this is Gaudiya. Now there's a Krishna from Ananda Vrindavan Shambhu. Yeah, I know. The moon is hiding now. This is in Gokul. One night, can you hear me?
Yes.
One night, the soothing rays of the full moon illuminated the courtyard of Nanda's house. Yashoda sat there talking with some old gopis while Krishna played nearby, gazing at the moon. There it is. Sneaking up behind Yashoda, Krishna removed the veil covering her head, loosened Yashoda's hair braid, and patted her on the back to get her attention with his butter-soft palms. His hands are soft as butter, because he always has hands in butter. So you take on the quality of your association. You're always eating butter, makanjor, your hands turn into butter, you know. His voice choked up and he continually cried. Do an imitation of crying. He can do. Hears it all day night. Yashoda's heart swelled with maternal love, and she indicated with a glance that her friend should take care of Krishna. With great respect and affection, the gopis enthusiastically lifted up Krishna and asked her, oh darling, what do you want? Do you want some kheer? Sounds good. Krishna said, no. They said, do you want some thick, creamy yogurt? Krishna said, no. Do you want some cheese? Again, Krishna said, no. I want freshly churned condensed butter. They go, always continue. Do not lament or be angry with your mother. What do you mean by condensed butter? What does Krishna mean when he says condensed butter? You read it. Be quiet. What is condensed butter? It's a name for your wife. No. It's a joke, nobody's laughing. Anyway. The gopis continue, do not lament or be angry with your mother. What do you mean by condensed butter? Pointing his little index finger to the full moon. I want that freshly churned condensed butter. The elderly gopi said, oh, Vatsa. Vatsa means baby. Do not mistake. Do not think. Don't you're making a mistake. That's the moon. It's not a huge chunk of butter. Actually, the gopi said, it's a royal swan gliding across the sky. A big white swan. Because it's moving, you know. across the lake. Krishna said, okay, then give me that royal swan so I can play with him. Quickly catch him before he reaches the bank. Full of anxiety, little Gopal Krishna kicked his legs and cried loudly, give me, give me. While Krishna showed his childish antics, other gopis said, oh darling, they have lied to you. What you see is not a royal swan. It's a moon hanging in the sky. It's called Chandra. Then Krishna said, then give me that Chandra. I really want that moon so I can play with it. Right now, get it. Yashoda placed her crying son on her lap and covered him. Darling, actually, it is freshly churned condensed butter, definitely. It is not a royal swan, it's not the moon. But anyway, I can't give it to you. Because you see, by chance, or by the arrangement of Providence, it has poisonous spots on it. Although it looks very tasty, no one in this world can eat it. And Krishna said, Mother, Mother, Yashoda, why is this butter stained with poison, spots of poison? What is poison anyway? Seeing a change in Krishna's mood, Mother Yashoda embraced him and spoke in a gentle, sweet voice. Listen attentively, my dear son. There is an ocean of milk called Kheersagar. Krishna says, please tell me about that. How many milk cows made that ocean? Yashoda says, drawing the Kheersagar was not made by cows. What? Mother, you're lying to me. How can there be milk without cows? Yashoda says, the one who gave the ability to the cows to make milk can also make milk even without cows. Gatara Agatara Patiasi Shakti. Who's he? Krishna said, who's that? Who's he? He's Bhagavan. He's the Jagat Ishvara, cause of creation, Jagatkarta. He is immovable and all-pervading. Although he's everywhere, I cannot show you him to you. Krishna says, well, Mother, are you telling me the truth? Yashoda says, long ago the Devas and the Asuras had a fight to favor the Devas and bewilder the Asuras. Bhagavan churned the ocean of milk. Mandara Mountain served as a churning rod. And Vasuki, the king of serpents, his body was used for a rope. The Devas and the Asuras pulled the rope and churned the milk. Krishna said, Mother, did they churn that milk ocean like the gopis do, churn butter? Yes, my son. The churning of Kheersagar produced a poison named Kalakuta. Krishna said, Mother, how does churning milk produce poison? Only snakes have poison. He's a smart kid, huh? Darling, Yashoda says, Mahadev drank the poison, but snakes drank a true drops of the poison and fell from his mouth. As a result, now the snakes have poison. The poison arising from the milk is also energy of Bhagavan. Krishna says, yes, Mother, this is true. He shows his darling, this condensed butter you're seeing in the sky is produced from that Kirsagar. That's why the moon is spotted with remnants of that poison. Look carefully, you see the spots on the moon? She's playing with it. Therefore, O son, don't try to eat that butter, but please take my freshly churned butter instead. So after hearing this Hare Katha, Krishna fell asleep. Just like us, we hear the moment the Bhagavatam falls asleep. We go to ISKCON, the Bhagavatam class, on the Bhagavatam. Before they say three times, I don't know what I would say. our head starts going like this first time, second time goes like this third time. So, Krishna felt sleepy. So Mother Yashoda put him to sleep in a golden bed of fluffy soft mattress was whiter than powder camphor. Next morning, he showed butter, yogurt, and other sweets to Krishna's room. Lovingly fondling Krishna's body, she said, "Wake up. God forbid, you seem to be weak for not eating yesterday." And then that's it. That's Krishna eating the moon. Chandra Dev Ki Jai. Govinda Kun Ki Jai. Giriraj Amarbhav Tithi Mahatsav Ki Jai. Giriraj Gopal Ki Jai. Nikunja Gopal Ki Jai. He goes to be